This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Bura, Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber said, a shul, or bricks, or wood, from an old shul that you tore down, you could give it as a gift. Why? Because there's no such thing as a gift. If you have not received benefit from somebody in the past, you would not have given them a gift. Also, you could exchange it with others, and the holy bricks, the bricks on the shul, will go l'chulin. But you can't give it as a mashko, and you can't rent it out, you can't lend it, even through the shivei tuvei ho'ir. Why? Shaharei Adai Nisharim B'Kedushasan, the items remain in their Kedusha. She'en kan davar acher she'tachal Kedushasan alav. There's no other item for the Kedusha to be chalan, because there's no exchange over here. You're giving it as a mashkon, or you're renting it, but meanwhile, the item still retains its Kedusha, so you cannot do this. Hagav adavka b'derech she'maridin M'Kedushasan. It's only if you are making it go down in Kedusha. V'mutar l'hashal afilu sefer Torah l'kores, well, you could lend out even a sefer Torah to read it. In other words, you're not allowed to be mashal the wood and the bricks, but you could be mashal a sefer Torah afilu mishal rabim liyachid, even a sefer Torah that belonged to a rabim, to lend it out to a yachid, that is not considered a hirada in Kedusha. And even though, what do you mean? You are receiving something in exchange, namely, you're receiving money when you give it as a mashkon or you rent it out. You can't say the kedusha is chal on the money. The actual item is not owned by you. It remains in its kedusha. And now you're using something that's holy. Shemoyridin mikdushasan. Dahainu shahashoyal v'hasoicher, the one who borrows it, the one who rents it, mishtamish bahen b'chol, is using it for a mundane purpose. Afilu sefer Torah. V'chol shekein lahashol beis haknesses l'spalaba. Certainly, to lend a shul to daven in it. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to lend out your shul for someone to dominate. That's only if the borrower or the renter will read the Sefer Torah, or down with the minion. Otherwise, to lend out the Sefer Torah, if they're not going to lend from it with a minion, or to lend out the shul and they're not going to daven in with a minion, is a zilzul in the Kedusha. The Magen Avram writes, and Sivkat and Chavzayin, the Mestimas Hapoiske Mashma de Bechol Gavni Shari. The Magen Avraham writes in Sivkat and Chavzayin that from the consensus of the Poiske Mashma, that it's mutter in all cases, even if you could lend out a shul, even if the people who are going to daven in it are not going to have a minion. Sif Yud Beis, Mi Sheyesh Loi Tnai Im HaKol. Someone who has a stipulation with the tzibur, shelo yuchal livnois beis haknesses ki im hu vizaroi. Let's say there's some kind of an agreement that a tzibur, a community, makes with a family that no one could build a shul in this area, only this man and his descendants. Are you allowed to sell that right? Eino yachal limkar zuchus elachar. You cannot sell that right to someone else. It's an interesting agreement. Why would a community sign off to one particular family that they're the only ones who could build a shul? I don't know, maybe this person did a lot of community service and he runs the show and the tzibur, and maybe he donated a lot to the community and they gave him the rights that he's the only one who could build a shul. Says the Mishnah Berura, live nois basic nezvah din b'shar dvar mitzvah. Any other mitzvah that somebody has the rights to, he can't sell to anyone else. Says the Mishnah Berura, niyachal limkar din mistabra duloy hishlito akal al oisa mitzvah, ela lo oisa yishul zarev, loy limkar lachem. The tzibur only gave this man the rights to build the shul, him and his descendants, but they never gave over to him the sovereignty over that right that he should be able to sell it to someone else. Unless they explicitly stipulated that he could sell his rights. Kasav hataz, the Taz writes that Shulchan Aruch Ma'ariv shekibdu oisa b'chinam. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about where a city honored someone at no cost. Avlim kana mehem b'damim. But if this guy bought the rights to build the shul, who kachal kinyan da'am, it's like any acquisition. Diachalim kozchus achar, they could sell to someone else. Umikal makam baruhu, it's clear, ki davka lahagun kamayu. Even if he bought it, he could only sell to someone worthy like him. Because they sold it to him because he was hagun. So he only owns it to pass it off to a hagun. V'chein kasav el yarabah, v'chein bedina de levush. Likewise, in the din of the levush, kishehershu beferush. Now, what's the din of the levush? The din of levush lechar is the first din that they gave it to him, and they only gave it to him for them and not to sell it. But b'chein bedina de levush kishehershu beferush yachalim kalazuchusai, if they explicitly gave him the rights that he could sell it, who gam kein davka lahagun kamayu, it's also only to someone worthy like him. We'll start Yud Gimel. Gavu ma'is lebinyan beis haknesses, if they collected money to build a shul, ubalahem dvar mitzvah, and a mitzvah came their way, ma'itziyan bahamais, they could spend the money. Kanu avanim v'kairis, if they bought stone and beam, lo yimkurum l'dvar mitzvah, they can't sell it for dvar mitzvah, elo l'pidyon shvuyim. As long as it's still cash, they could give it for a dvar mitzvah. Once they purchased beam and stone, they cannot give it for a dvar mitzvah. Says Mishabura, ayin zayin dvar mitzvah, midasasa masha kol dvar mitzvah. The fact that this is unqualified implies for any dvar mitzvah, kitztaka, even if it's not on a higher level than the kedusha of a shul. V'yafa gav de la'elbas of hey pasak begavu mois de'ein mishan en ela l'kedusha chamura. Aye, we said in Siv Hey that when you collect money, you can't change it only for a greater kedusha. Hachamayri yidei shiva tuva yir b'maymanan she'o'ir. Here we're talking about where you do it through the trustees in the presence of the city, the shari l'hoitzi amois, that it's permitted to spend the money, afle kedusha kala, even for a kedusha kala, even for a lesser kedusha of afle chulin, b'chana b'sav zayin. So that's the answer. Here we're saying, if you collect money for a shul, you could use it for a lower degree of tzedakah. In Sif Hei, we say only the kedusha chamura. The answer is here we're talking about through the shiva tuva ha'ir b'maymen anshe ha'ir. V'hataz mukila, the Taz answers avshalaya yidei shiva tuva yir b'maymen anshe ha'ir, that here we're not talking about through the shiva tuva yir, ela demayri deshkile amois darach hava. It's talking about they only took the money as a loan. V'yachikach yasru amois achirim lebinyan beis haknesses, and they're going to repay the loan. Sif Hei is talking about giving it away. Sif Yud Gimel is talking about lending the money that was collected. The Azula Tameh, the Taz is going according to his reason, Mesiv Katan Beis, the Shvira Lei Sham, Begavu Mois, the Mutal Likach Der Chava. The Taz is of the opinion that when you collect money for tzedakah, you could give it away as a loan. Okay, we'll hold it here. I'll show you something from the Chavetz Chaim. I'm Parshas Yisrael. Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.